Hallelujah. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿主耶稣祝福大家平安。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is Who is your neighbor?
今天下午我们要用谁是你的邻舍作为大家互相勉励的题目。
I think we living in Vancouver, we are always surrounded by our neighbors.
今天我们住在温哥华，可以说是一个非常繁忙的都市。家家户户隔壁都有邻居。
Unless you live in a very far place, like living in a farmland, otherwise, besides your house, you always have your neighbors.
除非我们居住在农场或是比较宽旷的地方，不然的话呢，我们的旁边总是有邻居的。
Sometimes you ask, what is the view of Christian teaching concerning Christian and the relationship of his neighbor?
那么今天呢，我们要探讨一个题目，就是说，身为一个基督徒，我们如何跟我们的邻居来相处呢？
This is a very important question.
那么这是一个很重要的生活话题。
Actually, different religions have different views concerning how to deal with the neighbor of the society.
事实上，人如何在这个邻舍、邻居里面生存下来，跟他的信仰有一些关系。
Some religion emphasize, if you really want to pursue the religion, you have to withdraw from your community and go to the monastery or go to the deep in the forest to cultivate yourself.
那么有一些信仰是教导他的信徒们，如果要在世界上生活的话，你就要远离人群，住在深山里或者修道院里面呢，来过你的一生。
This is one of the extreme.
那么这是一种比较极端的方式。
Another extreme is that all of the people in that religion will form a community so that no other people can mix inside.
另外一种极端的方式，也就是说，同样信仰的人将会住在同样一区，那这个区是封闭起来的，不准任何人进来。
Or that area is highly concentrated with that people, that kind of people.
或是在社区里面，你会发现，在那个地区里面呢，总是有这样同一个信仰的人住在一起。
For example, we know Jewish people, they are very cohesive, they are like to stick together in one area.
我们比如说，我们看到犹太人，他们通常都住在同一区里面，而且非常靠近。
Like in Vancouver, they focus in the Oak Street district. Oak Street.
就好像我们看到现在犹太人在温哥华靠近 Oak 街上面呢，我们发现他们有一区的人通通都住在一起。
So we talk about two extremes. One extreme is, we leave the society, we go to the forest.
所以刚才我们提到两种的极端，一种是远离人群住在深山里面的样子。
Another one is form our own community.
另外一种是在社区里面组成自己的社区。
But what is the view of Christian?
但是我们身为基督徒该如何对待这样的生活方式呢？
The Lord did not tell us to go to both of the extremes.
今天的主耶稣并没有教导我们说一定要走到这两个极端上。
But the Lord tell us one instruction.
但是主耶稣教导我们另外一种方式。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们请看圣经里面的马太福音。
Matthew 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Verse 13 to 17.
马太福音第五章的第十七节。
13到17节。Matthew 5:13 to 17.
马太福音第五章第十三节到第十七节，第十三节，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。十四节，你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。十五节，人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人了。十六节，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。十七节，若是
okay, 可以了。This is a very famous of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这可以说是主耶稣讲的非常有名的一段话。
And this is to tell us what is our approach toward our community and our neighbors or friends surrounding us.
这段话其实可以适用在我们生活当中，如何来跟邻居们相处。
Jesus tells us, we are the salt of the world.
耶稣在这边清楚地告诉我们，我们就是世上的盐。
Now, back in 2000 years ago, salt is very precious and very valuable.
回到2000多年以前的话，那个时候的盐在生活里面是非常珍贵的。
Salt was used as one of the currency.
那么盐可以说当时是 拿来当钱用的。
That's why today our English word salary, that word the root actually related to salt.
所以在英文里面所谓的 salary 这个英文字讲到是每个月的薪水，也就是从盐巴这个英文字演变过来。
In the past, the soldier, sometimes the salary was given the unit of salt, so that's very precious.
所以就好像那时候在古时候当兵的人在发饷的时候是发这个盐的重量作为他那一个月的薪水。
Now here tells us, Jesus said, you are the salt in this world.
所以这边主耶稣告诉我们说我们要成为世上的盐。
Jesus did not say, you are the salt in the sea or hidden somewhere. No, so you deal with other people.
主耶稣并不是说我们是海中的盐或者海上的盐巴，我们说他说我们是世上的盐。
Now, there's only two possibilities.
这里只有两种可能性。
If you are good or you are not good.
你好或是不好。
If you are good,
如果你是好盐。
You bring value, you bring taste to other people.
那么你如果是好的盐巴在这个世界上的话，那么就让人家尝得到味道，而且是有价值的。
People will say, you are good.
那么人家会说，你是一个好人。
You're a good Christian.
你是一个好基督徒。
But if you're no good,
但是如果你不是好，
you'll be trampled on a sideway.
那么就会被人家丢在外面，被人践踏而已。
Because at that 2,000 years ago, the salt was not very pure. They mixed with other like stone or other mineral.
在2000多年前，盐巴的制作并不像现在这么的精细。也许在盐巴的制作过程中，还混合了其他的矿物质在里面。
Or sand.
或是混合了沙子在里面。
So if the salt itself is not there, Only sand is there. You can only put it on the ground to trample.
换句话就是说，当时的盐如果失去了味道，没有用之后，剩下的东西事实上只是丢在地上让人践踏而已。
So this is a very good parable.
这是很好的一个比喻。
Jesus tells us we have to continuously interact with our society.
主耶稣告诉我们，我们在这个社区里面要必须跟这个社区交流才对。
Just like you are the light in the city.
紧接下来说，就好像你们是世上的光一样。
You built on the high mountain.
而且是照在山上。
It cannot be hidden.
不能够被隐藏起来的。
So Jesus did not tell us, we hide ourselves in a monastery, we go there to retreat for a long time, and then don't deal with other people.
换句话，主耶稣并不是教导我们基督徒必须躲在深山里修道院里面，不要跟任何人见面。
Or nor did Jesus tell us we should form our own community, don't mix with other people.
同时主耶稣也并没有告诉我们必须要把自己关在同样的社区里面，不让任何人进来。
Rather, we go out to the world.
反而是我们要像光一样出去到这个世界上。
Continue have a positive direct influence on the community.
那么这个光必须要对这个社区这个邻居呢要有直接正面的影响。
So they have to know us.
换句话要让别人认识我。
So that they will give glory to the Heavenly Father.
当人家看到我们之后，会能够将荣耀归给天上的父。
So let's get back to the question.
所以我们回到课题。
What is the definition of a good Christian?
那么所谓的好基督徒怎么样定义他？
What is the definition?
什么是怎么样的定义呢？
Some people think, maybe if I go to church like 2 or 3 times a week, I'm a good Christian.
有人回答会说，身为好基督徒定义就是说，我只要每个礼拜去教会，那我就是好基督徒了。
Yeah, this is one of the criteria.
确实，一个好基督徒确实要做到要上教会。
But what did Jesus said here?
但是主耶稣在这边告诉我们更深的一层意义在哪里？
What is the definition of a good Christian?
到底真好基督徒的定义是什么？
Here, tell us.
这里告诉我们。
If other people look at you and will glorify the Heavenly Father, then you are a good Christian.
他的定义就是说，当别人看见我们的好行为，也因为这样归荣耀给天父的话，那么你就是被定义成好基督徒。
Because Heavenly Father is Spirit, is God, we cannot see Him.
因为天上的父是以灵的存在，我们看不见的。
But if people see us,
可是人看得到我们。
They say, you are a good Christian.
有人会说，确实这个人是个好基督徒。
Your God must be good because you are so good.
那么你信仰的神一定是个好神，所以让你也变得这么好。
So just like a student.
就好像一个学生。
If the student behavior is good,
如果一个学生有好的行为，
people will conclude, the school must be good because the school taught you like that.
那么大家的结论，看到这个好学生就觉得说，这是一个好学校，因为学校老师教他变成一个好学生。
If a child behaves well,
如果一个小孩子有好行为，
they'll glorify the father, say, the parent must be good because they know how to teach this child.
看到这个好小孩的人一定会觉得说，他的父母亲绝对是一个好父母亲的。
Today is the same.
今天也是一样。
How can God be glorified?
那么我们如何让神的名被得荣耀呢？
If they look at us, they say, this person is good in the community.
今天这个世界看到我们说我们在这个社区里面，在这个邻居当中都是一个好邻居的话，
then we are a good Christian in God's eye.
那么我们在神的眼中就是一个好的基督徒。
Okay, now we talk about how do we fulfill the responsibility in the community.
紧接下来我们就要谈谈，既然是这样，我们如何能够在社会当中 尽我们的责任呢？
社区
当中尽我们的责任呢？
We share with you a few points.
啊，跟大家分享几个重点。
First,
首先
，we should not harm our neighbors.
首先，我们要做到不让，应该说不危害我们的邻居。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 13, 15.
我们请看诗篇十五篇。
Book of Psalm 15, verse 3.
诗篇的第十五篇的第三节。
Psalm 15, verse 3.
诗篇第十五篇的第三节。第三节，他不以舌头才谤人家，不恶待朋友，也不随火毁谤邻居。
Now, who is it talking about here?
在这边，这段圣经讲谁呢？
If you read verse 1, you'll know.
我们看到第一节就知道了。
He will tell us, O Lord, who can dwell in your tent?
这里说到主啊，谁能寄居在你的帐幕里？
Who can live in your holy mountain?
那谁又能住在你的圣山里呢？
Sometimes we only think big, we only think high.
有时候我们都会想说，这样的地方一定是很大很高的。
But how can we know that we can be saved?
但是我们怎么知道我们自己能够被得救呢？
How can you know you are close to God?
我们又怎么知道我们是最亲近神的呢？
Verse 3 tells us.
第三节告诉我们啊。
How do you deal with others?
换句话就是说，我们如何要对待别人？
Now at least we should not slander or falsely accuse our neighbors.
换句话，我们不能够毁谤，不能够侮辱，不能够恶待我们的朋友跟邻居。
This is very important.
这是很重要的一点。
This is the passive one that we should not harm them.
这节告诉我们是以比较被动的方式，换句话就是说我们不伤害别人。
In the past, in the Bible, there was a king called Ahab.
那么在古时候有这么一个国王亚哈王。
He has everything.
他这个亚哈王当然国王什么都有。
But he has a neighbor, just a normal person.
但是他的邻居在皇宫旁边那个邻居呢，是一个普通老百姓。
But that person owns a very good vineyard.
那么这个老百姓呢，拥有一块很好的葡萄园。
Now that king really wants that vineyard.
这个亚哈王看了就觉得那块葡萄园真的是很在眼中是看为美的事。
Every day he thinking about, I really want to possess about it. I really want to own it.
所以每天他看了这个邻居有这么一块葡萄园，他觉得每一天都想要把这个葡萄园收为己有。
But the person didn't want to sell him.
可是他的邻居就是不肯卖给国王。
So he looked so sad.
因此这个国王就闷闷不乐了。
Let's turn to the first king, chapter 21.
我们看这个故事，也就是
列王记
上的二十一章。
First King chapter 21.
列王记上二十一章。
Verse 1 to 4.
列王记上二十一章的第一到第四节。列王记上二十一章第一节。这事以后又有一事。耶斯列人拿伯在耶斯列有一个葡萄园，靠近撒玛利亚王亚哈的宫。第二节，亚哈对拿伯说，你将你的葡萄园给我做菜园，因为是靠近我的宫，我就把更好的葡萄园换给你，或是你要银子，我就按着价值给你。第四节，拿伯对亚哈说了，我敬畏神，万不敢将我先人留下的产业给你。第四节，亚哈因耶斯列人拿伯说，我不敢将我先人留下的产业给你，就闷闷不乐地回宫，躺在床上，转脸向内也不吃饭。
Now this is a very special event.
在这个是一个很特殊的例子。
A king, he owns a whole country, everything.
这边我们谈到一个国王是拥有一切所有东西的国王。
But his heart is not satisfied.
很可惜的，他的心却不满足。
He looked at his neighbor's land.
他看到他隔壁的一块土地。
He want to buy it.
他想要买。
But that person doesn't want to sell to him.
但是拥有的人却不愿意卖给这个国王。
So that king looked really sad.
那么国王就因为这样就闷闷不乐了。
But he got a very bad wife.
更可惜的是，这个亚哈王却有一个很糟糕的皇后。
The name of the queen called Jezebel.
那么这个皇后也是很有名的，耶洗别。
The wife asked him, "What happened to you? Why you look downcast?"
这个皇后就问他了，你怎么看起来这么忧闷？怎么回事啊？
I really want that vineyard, but he didn't want to sell to me.
因为我觉得我邻居的这块葡萄园真的看起来太好了，但是他不愿意卖给我。
That woman is very wicked.
那么我们知道这个皇后是非常糟糕的皇后。
He said, "No problem. Let me do it for you."
皇后说，没有关系，国王啊，我来帮你做完成你的心愿吧。
So he hired a few bad persons.
所以他就请了一些坏人。
Let them to make false accusation.
那么他们让他们做假的见证。
Go against the Nab.
然后去控诉这个拿伯。
So that Nabot got killed.
所以因为这样，拿伯丧失了生命。
So finally, the king grabbed his vineyard.
当然，最后国王就占有了他这块葡萄园。
So this is called harm against the neighbor.
换句话，他这个国王做的事情，也就是 去陷害他的邻居。
So this is the worst thing that a person can do.
因为这是对邻居最糟糕的一个行为。
Now we know that a person, if he is wise, he will not harm his neighbor.
所以我们知道一个聪明人绝对不会对他的邻居做出不好的事情。
Why?
为什么？
In the past, I heard about a saying.
那么在过去我听过有这样的一个这样的说法。
Even a thief, we know thief.
我们都知道小偷了，小偷会偷东西的。
Sometimes they steal car or they break in houses.
那么小偷有时候跑进人家家里面偷车子、偷东西的。
But people say one thing, very special.
但是大家都这么说。
Even thief will not do his business in his own area.
就算小偷也不会笨，就不会想到说要去偷他邻居的事东西。
This is, I think this is meaningful, this is true.
那么事实上这是一个事实的。
Why?
为什么?
Because you do harm to your neighbor, maybe your neighbor also can do harm to you.
因为有一天如果你真的偷你的邻居，反过来有一天邻居会偷你的东西。
And if you steal the things from a neighbor, you put it to your house, very easy to get discovered. If your neighbor come knock in the door and say, hey, what's up? Oh, this is my TV, why is it in your house?
因为你偷了邻居的电视摆在自己的客厅，那有一天邻居来不就发现你偷了他的东西吗?
So even a thief will notdo business or harm his neighbor by breaking in their own neighborhood.
所以我们看到一个行为不好的人像一个偷小偷一样，也不会偷他邻居的东西把他偷过来。
Usually the thief they will do their work in other area.
我们都知道小偷通常偷东西的时候呢，都是偷其他地区的人。
But this king, he harm his neighbor.
但是我们反观过来看看，这个亚哈王真的是做了不该做的事。
The Bible gives us the Ten Commandments.
圣经教导我们十诫。
Actually,A lot of the Ten Commandments is related to how we treat our neighbors.
十诫里面很多条都谈到了如何对待我们的邻舍。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20.
我们看看十诫，出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Verse 17 to 18.
出埃及记二十章第十七节到第十八节。出埃及记第二十章第十七节，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子。仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
Okay, here tell us, in Chinese we don't know, but in English very clear. Don't greed, don't covet on your neighbor's house, neighbor's wife, neighbor's everything.
在这边我们看到了很清楚的讲到说，不要贪恋人的房屋。事实上，也就是不要贪恋邻舍的房屋、邻舍的妻子、邻舍的仆婢跟他的牛驴。
So Ten Commandments tell us how do we deal with our neighbors.
所以十诫里面已经开始教导我们如何跟邻居来相处了。
Of course, today we will not just be like King Ahab or kill our neighbor and do bad things. We will never do that.
但是今天呢，我们也不会像这个亚哈王这样这么的坏，去陷害他的邻舍。
But sometimes we think about another situation.
但是有时候我们想想另外一个样子。
If you look at how neighbors deal with each other in a society, you will learn a lot about that society.
如果我们今天的邻居或者这个社区里面，我们看到社区之间大家互相相处的情况，也许我们会学习那个样子。
A few months ago, last summer, we have a garbage crisis, right? In Vancouver.
在去年的时候呢，大家都经历过所谓的这个垃圾回收的罢工。
The worker they on strike for a few months, so nobody collect garbage.
因为收集垃圾的人呢，他们在罢工，所以呢，整城的垃圾都没有人来处理。
What happened at the time?
那么在那个时候到底发生什么事
？What happened in the neighborhood?
在那个时候，我们看看这个邻居这个社区长什么样子。
Sometimes you see a neighbor if the area is not good, the neighbor is not good, they will do bad things.
那我们看到说，如果我们住的地方的邻舍的邻居不是很好的话，我们都知道会雪上加霜的。
If you put an empty pin outside.
今天如果我们在后院，我们后巷里面放了一个空的桶子。
During that period, the neighbor will fill it for you.
在那个时候呢，我们相信一天之内那个桶子就会被装满。
Because nowadays the neighbor is not as kind and compassionate in general to compared to in the past.
因为今天我们放眼望去呢，我们现在所相处的邻居可能不像以前我们所谓的好邻居
了。But we have to be a good neighbor.
但是我们却要变成一个好邻居。
At least we should not harm other people.
换句话，我们至少不要去伤害我们的邻居。
What is the golden principle here?
那在这边所谓的金科玉律是什么呢
？Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我们看圣经的马太福音第七章
，verse 12.
马太福音第七章的第十二节。
Matthew 7 verse 12.
马太福音第七章的第十二节。七章第十二节，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样对待人，因为这是律法和先知的道理。
If we don't have time to read all the Old Testament,
今天如果我们没有时间读遍整个旧约
，all the law, all the prophecy,
那么所有的律法啦，所有的先知书啦。
But if you only has one word,
但是只有一 一个字。
Jesus summarized for you.
主耶稣在这边给大家一个结论。
Due to other what you have other one other to have done for you.
无论什么事，如果愿意人家怎么待你们，你们要怎样对待人家。
Be a good neighbor just like this.
那么，身为一个好邻居，就要用这一条作为我们的金科玉律
了。If we don't want other our neighbor to make noise to disturb us.
今天如果我们不愿意别人造成我们很大的困扰。
Then we should not make the noise to disturb them.
换句话，我们也不要造成别人的困扰。
If we don't want our neighbor's car always park everywhere to block our way.
如果我们不希望隔壁的车总是停到我们家院子前面来。
And also we should not do that for him.
同样的，我们也不要把自己的车停到他们的院子去。
Whatever we don't want other people to do for me.
所以今天我们不愿意人家做为我们做的不好的事情。
Then we don't do it.
那我们也不要向别人做同样的事情。
So this is at least, we should not harm our neighbors in this way.
所以这也就是第一点。我们提到了说，最起码我们不要对邻居做不好的事。
Secondly,
第二个
，we should do some good things, help them.
相反的，我们要能够做一些好的事情。
Here Jesus tells us, do to other that what you have other to do for you.
换句话，我们要实现，我们要做到这一点呢，我们愿意人家怎么待我们，我们就要怎么样先对待人家。
If we have money, we can buy a good house.
如果我们有钱，我们买好房子。
But good neighbor you can never buy.
但是我们却买不到好邻居。
Sometimes it depends on your luck.
那么有时候是看自己的运气了。
Sometimes your house is really good, but your neighbor give you a big headache.
有时候我们看一栋好房子呢，买了之后才发现说，哎呀，这个邻居真是很糟糕的。
So that will be a painful life.
那么这个紧接下来的生活可就不简单了。
So how can we be a good neighbor?
那么我们怎么样成为别人的好邻居
？We have to help them.
我们必须要帮他们。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们请看箴言的第三章
Chapter 3 verse 27。
我们看箴言的第三章第二十七节，箴言第三章的第二十七节，二七节，你手若有行善的能力，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。二十八节，你那里若有现成的，不可对邻舍说，去吧，明天再来，我必给你。
Verse 29.
二九节，你的邻舍既在你附近安居，你不可设计害他。
Of course, on the passive way that we should not harm our neighbors.
当然，我们都刚才提到了，在这个被动方面，我们最少做到不要害邻居。
But at least, if we have something, if they need our help, we should offer the help.
但是相反的，如果他们需要帮忙的话，那我们应该主动帮助的。
I remember when I was living in Calgary long before.
那么我记得之前我住在卡加利。
We live in that house for more than 15 years.
住在同样的地方15年了。
At that time, we just emigrated from Asia, from Hong Kong to Canada.
在那个时候，我们刚刚从亚洲，从香港呢移民到那个都市。
We first time live in a house with a lawn. We didn't know how to take care.
那么我们第一次呢，可以说是生平第一次住在所谓的独立的房子里面，而且前后还有院子，还有草地的。
At the beginning, we are so excited because of these lawn things and really fancy.
刚开始从亚洲来，觉得这样的生活环境简直是美极了，因为有草地又有院子。
But after the first summer, then mowing the lawn become one of the most detestable job in the summertime.
但是从第一个夏天开始呢，我们就发现呢，在院子里面割草可以说是真的不是一件简单的事了。
So anyway, we have to do it.
但是还是要总是要照顾自己的院子吧。
We just mow the lawn.
所以我们就一样推着割草机割草。
By that time, there's a hedge between the neighbor's house and our house.
那么在这个在两个跟我们邻居当中呢，用一个有一层小的矮树隔开来。
We think that hedge must belong to the neighbor.
我们就觉得说那个矮树呢，应该是邻居的，应隔壁的。
Mowing the lawn is already troublesome, so let us do the lawn and don't care about the hedge.
因为我们觉得说在家里面自己院子里面剪草就已经很麻烦了，那么这个矮树的修理呢，就给邻居吧。
I think that hedge belongs to them.
因为我们觉得那应该是他们的才对啊。
And every week that old man the next door always cut the hedges.
那么每一天呢，我们看到每一段时间呢，隔壁邻居这老先生就出来剪这个小树。
And when we see him do, I do the lawn and he do the hedges, he say hi, we smile.
那每一次呢，我剪草呢，看到他出来修这个小树呢，我们都互相打招呼的。
I think this old man is really hardworking.
那么我们都觉得说，这个邻居这个老先生呢，真的是努力工作。
Always keep his grass very tidy.
那么每一天都把他院子里面的草剪得干干净净的。
And my grass sometimes very high, and then I have to cut it.
那么我这边的院子呢，有时候因为长太长了，反而就不好剪。
After like 12 years.
十二年过后了。
One day, we were kind of chatting and talking.
有一天我们就聊天。
I say, hey, uncle, old man, hey, you take care of your hedge very nice, huh?
哎呀，我跟他讲说，这位叔叔啊，你真的是把这个院子旁边矮树做得真好。
He said, this is your hedges.
那他说，这个矮树事实上是你家的。
This had just belonged to your unit.
因为这个矮树呢，在你事实上在你院子里面的嘞。
But I since I saw you never cut it, so I cut it for you.
但是我从来没看到你来修，所以呢，我干脆帮你修算了。
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
十二年的时间，我觉得自己实在是非常的尴尬了。
He did it. He really helped me. He never complained or even shout at me. Okay, you didn't do it. Maybe you didn't know, so you do it for me.
那么那个时候，我真的觉得他真的是个好邻居。只不过因为我自己不知道，反而他来帮我做这些事情。
Sometimes feel so ashamed.
那么有时候觉得真的是很尴尬。
Now the house was sold, but we still remember the good neighbor.
那么虽然房子已经卖掉了，但是我们总是记得有这样的好邻居就在隔壁。
In the past, our house was used as a prayer house.
那么在过去的时候，在卡加利，我们家当成这个祈祷所。
Every time, every Saturday, many cars park everywhere.
那每天或是每逢聚会的时候呢，总是有许多的车停在我们这个前面。
There was one time even Taipei the youth group. I think some of you have remember more than 40 people. You hire a tour bus, come to the small road, small street in our house, park before his house, and all those people coming in.
那这当中呢，有一次台北社青来访问的时候呢，他们租了游览车来到这个安静的小社区里面呢，把车子停在这个路当中了。
But I never complain.
但是我的邻居从来不抱怨的。
That neighbor is a very good neighbor.
这样的邻居真的是个好邻居。
So we have to be a good neighbor too.
所以相对的，我们也同样要表现出自己是个好邻居。
Because of that time, because of that, every week I have to cut the lawn.
因为那个时候呢，我必须要每天都要剪草。
I cut the lawn not because I like to cut the lawn.
那么我剪草的原因并不是说我这么喜欢剪草。
Because I know if I don't cut the lawn, my lawn becomes so ugly, affect his view, so I have to do it.
因为呢，如果我不剪的话呢，我的院子看起来就这么的脏乱呢，反而让邻居看起来不好。
So the least thing I can do.
所以最少我可以做到这一点了。
But I remember that neighbor. They're so kind, so good.
所以一直到现在，我都还记得这么样的好邻居。
So we have to do the same time, same thing.
所以今天我们也要做同样的事情。
But the pitiful thing is sometimes we don't even know what is the name of the neighbor.
但很可惜的，有时候我们住久了，我们连邻居姓什么都不知道。
We just tell them hi.
我们每天只是跟他嗨打招呼而已。
What is their name? Do we know?
那他到底姓什么叫什么？其实我们有的人都不知道邻居到底是什么样的名字。
When we live in an area, we have to be kind. We have to know our neighbors.
所以今天我们既然住在这个社区里面，我们必须要知道，最少知道隔壁到底住了什么样的人。
We have to help them.
我们要主动的去帮忙他们。
Because one day they may help us.
因为有一天他们会反过来帮我们哦。
Proverbs chapter 27.
我们请看这个箴言书，箴言27章
verse 10。
箴言27章的第十节。
Proverbs 27 verse 10。
箴言27章的第十节，你的朋友和父亲的朋友，你都不可离弃。你遭难的日子，不要上弟兄的家去。相近的邻舍，强如远方的弟兄。
Yes, we may have many brothers, many relatives in Taiwan, Hong Kong, Brunei, Malaysia, whatever.
是的，我们也许在亚洲还有许多我们的亲戚朋友都住在那个地方。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经告诉我们。
In the days of your trouble.
但是当你遭难的时候
It's too far to go to your brothers overseas.
因为为了要去你的弟兄的家那距离太远了
Your neighbor is stronger better than your brothers far off.
这边说到说相近的邻居呢远远强过你远方的弟兄
So we have to build good relationship with our neighbors.
因此我们要能够在这个社区里面呢建立好我们的邻舍的关系
In our community
在我们的社区里
I receive a letter.
那么我收到一封信
EncourageEach unit to know their neighbors at least.
那么他的信里面的意义就是说，鼓励每一家呢，至少认识你隔壁的人。
Why?
为什么
？Because recently there was an incident.
因为最近发生一件事情。
A neighbor, a unit, the person, they went back to Hong Kong or Taiwan, whatever, for a long time.
那么有一个单位的一家人呢，他们去了亚洲了。
They think it's a townhouse, it's safe, nobody will come do anything.
因为他们觉得说，既然是个联动的 townhouse 呢，应该是不会发生什么事的。
But they never tell other people that it's out of town or do anything.
但是他们不告诉，他们并没有通知邻居说他们要出远门了。
And didn't have a very good relationship with the neighbors.
那么相对的，他们跟其他邻居也处得并不是很好，不亲近的。
After a long time, when they come back,
那么当一段时间他们回来了
，discover the house is empty.
那么他们发现说全整个家已经是空屋一个。
How can that be?
那么怎么会发生呢
？The thief was very clever.
因为小偷很聪明啊。
They hire a truck.
他们雇了一个卡车。
They have a few of them.
那么几个人一起
，They pretend to be moving the house for that unit.
他们开着卡车，几个人进来呢，假装好像搬家公司一样。
People think, oh, you got a truck, you got a field worker, you're moving stuff. You're moving, right?
所以邻居们看到觉得说，哎，又看到卡车，又有几个人上上下下，觉得好像隔壁在搬家一样。
Yeah, he's moving, but they are thieves. They are not moving company.
啊，确实他们是在被搬家，但是是小偷来搬家了。
So when the owner come back, everything gone.
所以当这个屋主回来之后，什么东西也不剩。
Because that unit never talk to other people.
因为这个单位的人从来不跟邻居们打招呼的。
Never know each other.
而且不认识任何人。
Never tell people, oh, I'm going back for 1 month, please.Take a look for me.
那么相对，他也不跟邻居说我要出远门了，帮我看一下房子吧。
He tell us when you have troubles, your neighbors may be helping you.
圣经中告诉我们说，当我们如果有困难的时候，你的邻居是最能够帮助你的人。
So today is the same.
今天也是一样
了。We have to be a good neighbor.
我们今天要做个好邻居。
If our neighbor approach us,
如果今天我们邻居跟我们说话
，trying of asking a favor,
那么也许想找我们。要我们帮他一个忙。
If we can do it,
如果我们能做得到的话
we should really try our best.
我们真的要尽力而为了。
At least we should know them and have good relationship with them.
那么最少我们要能够认识对方，然后要有好的关系。
Thirdly,
第三点。
The Bible tells us we should love your neighbor as yourself.
圣经告诉我们要能够爱我们的邻居好像爱自己一样。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Chapter 22.
马太福音的第二十二章
Verse
39马太福音第二十二章的第三十九节马太福音
22 verse 37 to 39
马太福音第二十二章第三十七节开始三十七节耶稣对他说你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神三十八节这是诫命中的第一且是最大的三十九节其次也相仿就是要爱人如己
Verse 40
四节这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲
Once again Jesus here summarized the whole Bible for us
耶稣在这里又再度的做一个总结 圣经的总结
If you have no time or you never read the entire Bible
如果你没有时间读完整本圣经的话
But there's only one verse that we must remember and put into practice
那么这是一段经节必须要放在我们生活里面去做出来的
First
第一
Love God
就是要爱神
Not only respect God but love God
不只是要敬畏神，而是要爱神。
Not only pray to God，
不是只有向他祷告而已。
Not only use God，
并不只是用这个神而已。
We must love God，
而是要去爱这位神。
Not only love Him， but all your heart， all your strength， all your might。
这边更进一步说到，爱主你的神必须是尽心、尽性跟尽意的。
If you love only half 50%，
如果今天我们爱神的心只有50%的话
，When I have time， I love God。
我们想只要有时间那我就爱神
This is not true love
这个不是真爱
If you love your wife
如果我们今天说爱自己的太太
You will find time
那么我们会找时间爱她
If you love your husband
今天我们说爱自己的丈夫
If you love your child
如果我们爱自己的小孩
Even you have no time you find time
就算我们再忙没时间我们也会想办法找时间爱他们
So here tell us love God with all your heart all your strength all your might
所以圣经在这里面告诉我们要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神
This is the biggest commandment.
那么这是最大的诫命。
The second is similar.
第二个也是一样哦。
Here tells us, love thy neighbor as yourself.
能够爱自己的邻居好像自己一样。
Yeah, we know how to love ourselves.
今天我们都知道怎么样爱自己。
We do many things for ourselves.
我们为自己做了许多的事情跟安排。
But we should use the same love to love others.
同样的，我们要能够爱自己的心，来个去爱别人。
But people will ask, who is my neighbor?
好了，下一个问题就来了，那谁是我的邻舍啊？
Some people say, yeah, my neighbor may be the one live to me next door.
邻舍是不是指的就是我家隔壁的人啊
？But people ask Jesus the same question.
主耶稣也被问到同样的问题。
Who is my neighbor?
那么谁是我的邻舍呢
？Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
我们看圣经路加福音第十章。
Luke 10.
路加福音第十章。
Verse 25 to 28.
路加福音第十章二十五节到二十八节，路加福音第十章。
Luke 10:25。
路加福音第十章的第二十五节，二十五节，好，有一个律法师来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？”二十六节耶稣对他说律法上写的是什么你念的是怎样呢七节他回答说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己二十八节耶稣说你回答的是这样行就得永生
Verse 29
二九节那人要显明自己有理就对耶稣说谁是我的邻舍呢
OK This is the conversation
在这里我们看到一段对话。
Jesus said, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
主耶稣说要爱你的邻舍，好像自己一样。
He said, "Yes, I love."
那么这个回答，这个人回答说，是的，我做了。
But who is my neighbor?
那么谁是我的邻舍啊
？This is our problem.
那么这是今天我们的问题了。
It is not true that we don't have love.
并不是说我们心里没有爱。
We all have love.
我们都有爱。
We love other people.
我们都爱人。
At least we love our family.
那么至少我们爱我们家人。
Our relatives.
我们的亲戚。
Our friends.
我们的朋友。
We love them.
我们都爱他们。
But our love is selective.
但是我们的爱却是选择的爱。
We love those lovable.
我们都去选那些可爱的人。
We love those who are related to us.
那么我们都去选那些跟我们有关系的人去爱。
And we love them when we feel convenient.
我们去爱他们都是因为觉得自己还很方便的时候去爱他们。
When we are not convenient.
当我们觉得自己不便的时候。
Or when he or she has no relationship to me.
或是这个对方呢跟我没有任何关系的时候。
Just like this Pharisee.
就好像这段经节说到，法利赛人说到。
He is not my neighbor.
他不是我的邻居。
Who is my neighbor?
到底谁是我邻居啊
？But Jesus gives us a parable here. Who is your neighbor?
主耶稣在这边用了一个很好的比喻，告诉所有的人说，谁才是你的邻居
？Jesus said there was a person traveling.
主耶稣这里说到了，有一个人在旅行。
From Jerusalem, a highland, traveling to Jericho.
从高地来到耶路撒冷，来到这个耶利哥城。
Because Jerusalem is in a mountain.
因为耶路撒冷是在一个高山上。
Jericho is in lower land.
那么耶利哥呢，算是在一个低平原的地方。
Now, when you have to go through that terrain, you see lots of robbers and bad people trying to rob travelers.
我们都知道，从山上到山下这一段的路况绝对不是很好走的，而且呢，有许多强盗。
They hide in the rocks, and suddenly when they come out to rob the caravan, to rob the people.
那这些强盗都躲在这些阴暗的地方呢，能够做抢劫的动作。
Actually, we all know when we travel to the other country, we fear people rob us and steal our things.
那么今天我们到国外去旅行的话，不也是很怕遇到强盗抢劫我们的东西吗
？Now he was robbed.
那这个人就被抢劫了。
Even his clothes was removed.
那么甚至他剥去了他的衣服。
Beat him half dead.
而且把他打个半死。
Left him there.
然后就把他留在路中间。
Bleeding.
那看他在那边流血。
Dying.
那么流血快要死了。
Exposed to the weather.
换句话就丢在那边完全不管他了。
Now there was a priest.
好了，这个时候进来经过了有一个祭司。
Maybe he's going to Jerusalem, we don't even know.
那么也许这个祭司呢是上行下行不晓得。
He looked at that person.
他看到这个人躺在中间。
He passed.
他就过去了。
Another one, Levites.
再来又一个人经过，利未人。
Also passed by there.
同样的，他看见了也过去了。
He looked at him.
而且看见他哦。
Walk away.
然后就走了。
Why this person will look at him and walk away?
为什么一个利未人会看见这样人躺在路中间，看见了但是却走开了？
That two are religious leaders.
那么祭司、利未人都是信仰上的所谓的领导者。
They know the Bible.
他们也熟读圣经的。
They work for God.
因为他们为神工作的。
They love God.
当然他们就是有爱心的人。
But why would they do nothing?
为什么这样有爱心的人呢，看到这样的事情就走了？
Maybe they think he's not related to me.
也许他们认为这个躺在地上的人跟我一点关系都没有。
But there's another person coming in.
好，再下来我们看到第三个人进来。
That was a Samaritan.
有这么一个人叫这么撒玛利亚人。
Passing by.
路过该地。
Now, we have to know the history.
我们必须要了解一点历史。
Samaritan was half Jewish, half Gentiles.
那么我们知道撒玛利亚人也就是一半犹太人跟一半外邦人所出来的一种民族。
So they are not pure Jews.
换句话，撒玛利亚人呢不属于纯粹的犹太人。
Jewish people look down on them.
犹太人很低视这样的人。
But that good Samaritan, he stopped.
但是这个好撒玛利亚人停下来。
His heart was touched.
这里说到了他动了慈心。
He's bleeding.
因为他看到地上这个人流血。
He's dying.
他看到这个人快要半死了。
So he stopped.
所以他停了。
Use the wine, use the alcohol, the oil to treat his wound.
所以他不但停下来，而且上去用油用酒呢来包裹他的伤处。
Put it on his donkey.
而且把它放在他的牲口上。
Bring him to the inn.
然后也进一步把他带到店里面去。
And then give the money to the owner.
第二天还给了钱给这个店主。
You take care of him.
告诉店主说你要照顾这个人哦。
When I come back, I'll pay the bill.
那他欠你的部分呢，我回来再来还你。
So Jesus asked them.
主耶稣问了
these three people.
这三类人
，Who is the neighbor of the one in need？
那么这个受伤人的邻居到这个人，这三类人到底谁是他的邻居呢
？If you talk about the blood of relationship or anything，
今天如果我们说血缘关系或是亲戚关系
，Nobody is the neighbor of the one who is Who is being beaten there?
因为被打得半死，躺在路中间流血的这个人呢，是个陌生人，跟这三个人一点关系都没有。
And of course, they does not live next to each other.
当然，更别谈说他们是住在同一个社区里面。
But Jesus, who is the neighbor?
那么主耶稣在这边问的这个问题，谁是他的邻居
？He answered.
这边回答了。
Is the one who has compassion.
是怜悯他的那个人。
So Jesus gives us the answer.
所以主耶稣告诉我们答案。
Who is your neighbor?
谁是你的邻舍
？Your neighbor is not the one only living next door.
那么邻舍不只是住在你隔壁那个人而已。
Your neighbor is the one who may need your help.
你的邻舍就是需要帮助的人，他就是你的邻舍。
Whoever of them.
那么不管他是什么样的人。
Wherever they are.
那么不管他在什么样的地方。
If they need you.
如果他需要你的协助
If you can help,
如果我们今天有了能力可以帮助
you are his neighbor,
那么我们就是那个人的邻舍
you are obligated,
那么我们就有义务要这样做
There was a brother,
有这么一个弟兄
telling me his experience.
他告诉我这么样的一个、有这样一个体验
One day he was in Taiwan, he was riding, he's driving、huh?
有一天他在台湾的时候他开车
On the road he saw a motorcyclist fall down on the ground
在路上的时候他开着开着看到有一个机车的骑机车的人呢跌倒了
bleeding
那么流血
maybe he was hit by some other car go away
那么也许他是被人家撞伤之后呢那个人已经跑了
so he was bleeding there
所以那个骑士呢事实上是躺在那边流血的
so the brother approaching the injured person
那么我们这个弟兄呢就把车停下来看看这个受伤人怎么了
he wanted to stop and get down
那么他
那个弟兄 he wanted to stop andassist the
那么他真的把车停下来去帮助
He wanted first.
他首先他想要这么做
But suddenly his heart tell him
突然间他的心里这么告诉他
If I stop If I get down Maybe some other people will blame me And say I'm the one who knock him down
他准备停车的时候他觉得说如果人家看到以为是我撞伤了这个人呢
Because some news tell us a good Samaritan Stop and help the person butHe was accused by other people.
因为大家都熟读有些新闻，所谓当个好撒玛利亚人，结果去帮人家，反而害了自己了。
So there was a second in his heart. He was, whether I should stop or not.
换句话呢，在停车之前，这个弟兄的心里面有另外一个声音告诉他说，该不该停呢
？But at last, he decided I have to stop.
最后，他终于决定说，我还是停下来吧。
He remembered this good Samaritan.
因为他记得圣经中讲到这个好撒玛利亚人。
I cannot do that.
那我绝对不可以，就这样过去了。
I cannot just left.
我不可以就这样开过去的。
So he stopped.
所以他决定停车。
Bring him to the hospital.
那么带着这个受伤的骑士到医院里。
Of course, at the time the policeman arrived, they asked him, "Are you the one knocking down?"
啊，当然，警察来了，第一个就问他说：“你把他撞伤的吗
？”But he very calm. He said, "No, I was not the person."
那么他很安静的、很平静的回答说：“我不是撞伤他的人。
”I just help him here.
我只是把他。帮助带他进来医院。
So he was a good Samaritan.
换句话说，他做了一个好撒玛利亚人的例子。
And thank God that person, that injured person, he woke up. He know that there's another car knocked him down, not a brother.
很感谢神的就是，当这个骑士恢复原之后，他知道是别人撞伤他的，不是带他进去的我们的这个弟兄。
This world is full of trouble and hatred.
那么这个世界我们看到充满的都是一些恨恶。
But now we should go back to the Bible.
今天我们要把我们的思想带回到圣经里。
Who is our neighbor?
谁是我的邻居呢
？If they need us,
如果当他们需要我的
，have to give a helping hand.
那么我们当然要伸出手来帮人家一把。
I remember when I was in South Africa.
我还记得当我在南非的时候。
South Africa was a very dangerous country.
在南非事实上是一个很危险的国家。
If your car got stuck, cannot move.Stop on the highway. Nobody will stop to help you.
那么今天，如果你的车坏了，停在马路公路旁边的话，没有人会停下来帮你的。
Because people are afraid that robbers may come or they are bad people.
因为大家都怕停下来帮助别人，结果自己害了自己了。
There was one time when we were traveling on long distance.
那么有一次呢，我们开长途的车子。
The van suddenly stopped.
那么我们所开的车子呢，突然间熄火了。
Oh, we ask what's the problem?
那我们看看啊，到底这个车怎么回事呢
？Oh, there's no gas.
哦，原来是油用完了。
Not me driving, but the tourist guy.
啊，当然不是我开的了，是这个导游开的。
Oh, he didn't know the gas was running out.
这个开车的导游呢，没有注意到这个油表已经没有了。
And it was 4 or 5 o'clock.
那么大概是清晨4到5点。
And we are in somewhere in the middle of nowhere, very remote, very very wild country.
那么我们停下来的地方可以说是真的是前不着村后不着店的地方。
And the weather's getting dark.
而且天气越来越暗了。
And we are afraid.
我们就真的是害怕。
What will happen if it's so dark and bad people come, or what happened to us?
因为在我们想法里面，看看天气越暗，到时候坏人出现，那我们不就糟糕了吗？
So we went down the vehicle.
所以我们就下车。
We try to stop every car passing by.
下车以后，大家都想办法呢，看看谁经过，赶紧拦着那个拦住过路的车子。
There are some nice car passing by.
那么有好车子经过哦。
But never stop.
他们从来没停车的。
Michael, they went faster even.
而且他们开得更快。
哇、，and our hearts getting worried.
那我们在心里面事实上越来越着急，越紧张了。
What happened?
那么到时候发生什么事怎么办
？Thank God, after like 20 minutes.
很感谢神，大概20分钟之后
，a car stop.
那么有个车真的停了。
That car was very old car, 那个烂车那种啊。
那停车的那个车子呢？外表那个车，外表看起来那个车真的是很糟糕、很烂的车。
And when they get off, there's a couple of a black couple.
下车的人是一对这个黑人夫妻。
Obviously, they are not very affluent, they are not very high class people, but they're just normal people that are driving.
因为你看得到他们开的车跟他们的穿着，事实上他们就是一般普通的在当地的一些黑人。
They ask us, what's going on?
他问了，哎，你们知道怎么回事啊？
Oh, we have no gas, we get stuck here.
我们就回答说，哎，真的是汽油跑完了，我们就停被卡在这里了。
I said, no problem, I'll help you.
他说没有问题，我来帮你啊。
He knows that around 40 kilometers.There's a gas station.
因为他知道在往前40公里以外有一个加油站。
So I'll go to the buy gas for you.
那么我就开到那40公里以外买了汽油再回来。
It drive 40 kilometers and coming back 40 kilometers.
所以他去程40回程又40。
Whole trip took him almost 1 hour.
所以来回这样花了他快要一个小时。
Just to buy gas for us.
就是为了帮我们买汽油回来。
And didn't want money reward, didn't want anything.
然后他不要我们任何的金钱，不要任何给他任何酬劳。
He's a good Samaritan.
那么对我们来说，他真的是一个好撒玛利亚人。
Sometimes I ask myself.
有时候我都会问问自己了。
If I were him.
如果我是对方的话。
Will I do that?
我会停下来吗
？Will I do 80 kilometers to help a stranger?
我会真的停下来开了来回80公里，就为了帮一个陌生人吗
？I think Jesus will want us to do that.
那么今天主耶稣利用圣经告诉我们，我们要这么做的。
But how can we love our neighbors?
那么我们如何去爱我们的邻舍呢
？Not only to help them physically.
并不只是单单的在这个所谓的帮助他们而已。
We have to love their soul.
我们要爱进一步爱他们的灵魂。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
我们请看。出埃及记十二章
，Exodus chapter 12，
出埃及记的第十二章
，Here is to tell us how to keep the Passover。
在这里告诉我们说如何守逾越节。
Let's read verse 1-4。
我们看第一节到第四节。第一节，神在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说。第二节，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。第三节，你们吩咐以色列全会众说。本月初十日，个人要按着父家取羊羔，一家一只。第四节，若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他邻舍的隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔要按着人数和饭量计算。
He tell us that to keep the Passover.
在这里，神告诉摩西他们说，怎么样守逾越节。
If your family is too small,
如果你是一个小家庭
，cannot consume the whole lamb,
没有办法吃整只羊。
You have to share or ask a neighbor to join you to eat together.
换句话就是说，那你要找邻居一起来分享这个羊。
I think this is a very good teaching.
那么这是一个很好的教训。
We all enjoying this Passover festival.
那么在一个家人来对这个家人来说呢，大家都非常的感恩，去谨守这个逾越节。
Our Lord Jesus is this Passover lamb.
因为我们的主耶稣就是这逾越节的羊羔。
Give us peace.
因为他给我们平安。
Joy.
他给我们喜乐
Salvation,
给我们得救
Hope,
而且给我们希望
This Passover lamb is so good.
因为这个逾越节的羊羔就充满了这么多样的喜乐存在
We have more than enough.
因为对一个家人来说是远远胜过他所拥有的
So, do we want to invite our friends, relatives, colleagues to join us?
所以今天在这个样的情况之下我们是不是愿意把这个羊羔分享给我们的亲戚朋友同事
In 2 weeks' time, there'll be spiritual convocation.、Huh?
两个礼拜以后就是我们的布道会了。
This is a feast.
那么对布道会来说，对我们来说，布道会就好像一个大宴席一样。
So we should invite them.
我们就要请人来吃这个宴席。
Who is our neighbor?
谁是我的邻居呢
？Maybe your friends.
也许是你的朋友。
Your colleagues.
也许你同事。
Your classmates.
也许你的同学。
Or your golf buddy.
或是你打高尔夫球的球友。
Anyone.
啊，不论是谁。
Whoever they need you.
凡是需要我们帮助的人
is your neighbor.
那么他就是你的邻居。
So today, who is our neighbor?
今天我们问问自己吧，谁是我们的邻居？
What shall we do?
我们要该做些什么事？
Let's sing hymn 422.
我们唱